Blog Talk.
Yeah, hi there. Hi there, this is Sally Elcordi, and my guest is going to be Daz Nez on Skype shortly, so please hold on. Daz Nez. Okay. I'm saying hello. Okay. I have said hello on Skype. Please look me up if you are not seeing it and say hi to me. I don't know why these things are always left to the last minute, but aren't they always? Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Daz Nez is also known as Darren, and that's what I call him, Darren. But nonetheless, he is a really busy guy these days. I'm glad that he's making time for me. And he sang recently in Trafalgar Square in London just last Saturday. I believe that was September 26th. And Christina England called in to my show to report on what was transpiring because all the Facebook videos were not airing here in America. All the ones on Facebook, the one I did see one video, however, on YouTube. And it was very upsetting because people's faces were being hit with billy clubs, which is what we call them here. I don't know what they call them there. And they were bleeding, you know. And I saw two such instances. And the people that I see in photographs on Darren's wall are completely different people. So there were obviously more than two. There are four others I see on his wall. So I don't know how many people had their faces bloodied and hit. But this is very upsetting because it was a very peaceful protest up until the time that the police officers arrived. And there appeared to be no reason for hostilities. From where the video that I was watching on YouTube, nobody was being hostile. People had signs, people had a message, but there was no hostility. It was a peaceful protest. So what drove them to these beatings, I don't know. But it's very, you know, you don't want to see anyone beaten. You don't want to see an animal beaten. You don't want to see a child beaten. And when you see adults being beaten, it kind of takes it to a different level because adults are supposedly in charge of themselves, right? Well, when you can be beaten for peacefully protesting, you're not in charge of yourself. Someone else is in charge of you. And this is the whole thing they were protesting. In fact, I named the program a quote from one of Daz's songs. It says, "I would rather be a human than a slave." Well, I'm with Daz, with Darren, because, you know, well, anyway. So he has a very popular song called "You Can Stick the New World Order Up Your Arse," and "You Can Stick Your Vaccine Poisons Up Your Arse." There'll be blue skies when the chemtrails are all gone. What else? The queen will be arrested in her dressing gown. I mean, these are all the issues that he's bringing out. And it's a very popular video. It got millions of views when he came out with it 6 years ago. And this year he added, "You can stick coronavirus up your arse." So it has new life and new millions of views. And, but nonetheless, he's made it all the way to Trafalgar Square to be singing for what was 100,000 people gathered there. So he is now in the, He also has a paper. Says, sorry, just give me a minute. Okay. He also has a paper called The Light, and its premier issue is September this month. And this is the last day of September. Tomorrow is October, and October is Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. This is the 11th year we will be not celebrating, but recognizing and taking action as a result of October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. The history of that is that a friend of mine on Facebook, Marianne Green, whose daughter was severely compromised by the Gardasil vaccine, and I have so many interviews, I insist you go to tinyurl.com/legacyHPV. I have the interviews broken down by one-shot injuries, two-shot injuries, and three-shot injuries, all of them appalling. All right, let's see what he's saying. Sorry, just give me a minute. Can't sign in, can't remember password, new account, easiest. Huh. Well, maybe he can call in. Hold on just a second, please. Okay. Well, hopefully he will be able to get into the program. So Marianne Green wanted to do a Gardasil Injury Awareness Month, and although my daughter has been compromised by this vaccine, I do not take this lightly, and certainly 100 known adverse reactions, some of them have never been heard of before. This is a serious vaccine, but I said to her at the time, there were so many more children who were autistic from vaccination and having seizures from vaccination. And certainly seizures are a part and parcel with the HPV vaccine as well, the Gardasil and Cervarix. Both of them are just merciless. The cruel outcomes from these vaccines, you will hear for yourself if you go to tinyurl.com/legacyHPV. But anyway, Christina England has written a book, or she's compiled the writings of many experts and injured on her book called Shattered Dreams. And I would recommend anything Christina does highly, because everything she does is referenced. But in this case, she is compiling the writings of the many experts. Her other book, which is selling brilliantly right now, and for obvious reasons, is called Vaccination Policy and the UK Government, The Untold Truth. I cannot recommend that book highly enough. She wrote the first half, which is mainly about Munchausen syndrome by proxy, which is, I can't even go there without spending 3 hours there, so I won't, just take it. Okay, the second half is Lucia Tomiljanovic's compiled writings. She basically is discerning all the different truths from a Freedom of Information Act, which proves, among many issues, that the intention is to give us the diseases they claim to prevent. That's what these vaccines are doing. They're giving kids the diseases they claim to prevent, and also they prevent safety studies, blah blah blah, you know. Here Skype is jumping up and down. Oh, Darren's there. Good, I'm going to put him on speaker right now. Hi there, Darren.
Hi, Sally. How are you doing?
Oh, great. I'm so glad you're on. Tell us about what transpired in Trafalgar Square. Then we're going to get into your new newspaper and your totally awesome T-shirt. So tell us what happened in Trafalgar Square, please.
Well, a peaceful protest for 3 hours. Full again, Just like the rain. Well over 40,000 people, because I was told they were spilling by half two. They were spilling right down into Whitehall, where Geezer Trackman's been camped out in a pen opposite, right opposite Downing Street for the last 50 days or 55 days now, Sally. I don't know if you've heard about him through the social media networks.
No, not at all. Please tell me.
You know, obviously protesting the ridiculous fascist tyranny of the UK government on fake lies and statistics of the COVID-19 hoax.
Well, good for him. Is he doing a what do you call starving? Is he protesting by not eating? Or he's holding what?
I think he did for a few weeks. I'm not sure if he's still doing so, to be honest. I think he's got support as well now from from a few Londoners and what have you. So back to Trafalgar Square. Amazing day. It was absolutely rammed. I had to spend most of the day in and around the marquee. I was looking after the sound at one point while the sound engineer went for a pee. Because he'd been there for, 2.5 hours. Luckily, he got back just before the cops came. I got to play, and there was lots of great speakers, and it was a great atmosphere. Everybody was there for the right, for the same reason, and obviously to prove that, that the social, the anti-social distancing measures and masks are a complete waste of time. They're there to, muzzle the public, to be a symbol of the lack of free speech and people's acquiescence to it. Obviously we'll talk about the paper in a bit, but this Arthur Furstenberg, the medical writer, he collated a lot of information, studies on masks, even for surgeons, and there's no point to them. We seem to be governed by lies, we seem to be governed by liars, we seem to be governed by, there's no parliamentary process anymore. I mean, the governors in the states as well, you've got a couple of governors now. I know the governor of Florida, I think, he's just mandated everything's open, let's get back to normal. He's obviously seen the evidence. South Dakota's always, been like that through the lockdown, so it's, through the whole pandemic, so I believe, and we need the UK to do that. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. I'm just letting you go for it.
Cool. Yeah, that's great. No, Skype just went. That's the end of your free call. So every 5 minutes, I've just double used them. No worries. Anyway, back to the program. So we were there to say no to the decimation of small businesses, to the restriction of freedom, to track and trace. The UK have, thanks for reminding us, Nico, in the next issue, the UK have passed a law. Basically, you the only used to be able to get your DNA if you committed a crime. Now, you don't have to have committed a crime for them to be able to keep your DNA for the next 12 to 18 months, and then obviously can extend it. That's just passed. It obviously no publicity. No mention of it in the mainstream media, as you'd expect.
What do they want your DNA for? Do they want to clone you? I mean, why? What's the big deal with the DNA?
I don't want to clone me, Sally. Who are you?
Ha, ha, ha. I want to clone you. Take your own here to America.
Why do they want our DNA? Because there are now several companies very close to developing and, I believe, working with the NHS. Over in Ireland and in London, on these hydrogel implants, nanochip implants, the ones that people have been conspiracy theorists have been talking about for decades. If you go on a company called Profusa, it's been on their website. They have been funded by DARPA, everybody knows. And by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, seems to be funding the pies right now. So, yeah, and, you know, don't think these COVID vaccines, whatever they come up with, have been done, you know, in a year. You know, they've been 10 years, 12 years. I've been having a look at the research. You know, I've been doing a bit of research into when they started talking about them. And they go back to 2004, so this is a long time coming. It's obviously to do with Agenda 21, how we're going to link in with the Internet of Everything. Smart cities, blockchain, all that stuff is all going to come together unless we, you know, quite obviously have conversations like this and take real action, you know, exchange information, connect and, you know, start standing up and making a difference, which obviously the paper is hopefully a big step towards.
Well, you and I have been in the streets for years, literally, in the streets, communicating with people. You do it through song. I take public stands. I stand at bus stops and distribute stuff, you know. I kind of interesting, the bus stop I stood at had five lines, so I always had people waiting for a bus. It's down to two lines now. Which they never do that, but I think they caught on to me. But anyway, so, yeah, but other people have to likewise. If you are in the know, it is the most important thing you can do is get out to the streets and talk to all the TV viewers. We have public access TV here, which I utilize and have been utilizing for a long time. So everybody knows me by now, which right. means they know my issue. You know, I've always got those banners that say, you know, outlaw vaccines or what have you. But, you don't have that on television, I was told, any longer in London or in England. You used to have a public free television service. And that is the greatest if you're trying to communicate with the TV viewers who know nothing.
True. I've never known a free access public television. There might have been a time where, you know, some channels on the Sky network, you know, they might have had. I remember David Icke had a TV channel, but not for long. It was obviously all kinds of trouble as well.
I see. Well, this is the greatest thing in America. I keep begging people to utilize it if you want to get through to the people who are constantly lied to. That is, it's startling. You see any of my videos, that's fine. You see it on TV, it is startling, you know, because you're constantly lied to on television. You just have come accustomed to it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have that. And none of the broadcast media, some of the print media, which obviously does not have anything like the reach it used to or anything like the reach, you know, obviously the broadcast media or the, you know, all the authority, the authenticity, you know, for whatever, in the masses' minds, it needs to be on television. So it's a great way of doing propaganda because it's propaganda by omission. Unless they hear it on the mainstream news, and the mainstream news all have the same, everybody's singing from the same hymn sheet, every single channel. So, you know, no one suspects a thing because they've been so dumbed down, so used to you know, accepting nonsense as truth, you know.
Well, you're doing, you've got the t-shirts that may be our last, you know, we can't use billboards. You can get a billboard up some places, but they take them down within a week. Or skywriting. Somebody just did skywriting saying, what did they say? The Gov killed Nana. That's all.
Right,
I mean, but you've got t-shirts. You got the best t-shirts. Wow, was I amazed when I went through them all.
Yeah, nice one. They're on truthwear.uk. You know, we don't move a lot, and obviously, you know, I can print them in the UK, but if somebody likes, you know, any of the designs from the US, I'm happy to send you over, you know, design for a few dollars donation or what have you, so we can keep the paper going and you know, so keep working at that.
Right. So tell us about the paper. You've just printed your first issue. Am I correct? September is the inaugural issue?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we worked very hard on it. There's a small team. worked hard to try and get it out to as many places in the country as possible for basically just an activist power. So, you know, it was a genuine community team effort where, you know, activists can come together and do something in the real world, you know, without just going to a big assembly like Trafalgar Square was on Saturday. Still need to finish that story, Ben.
Oh yeah, no, we're going to get back to it. I want to know about how many people were beaten. I saw two on a video from YouTube. They blocked the Facebook here in America. I couldn't see it on Facebook. But Christina England kept sending me links until finally I could see one, which was on YouTube. And I saw two men bloodied, and there was no big tussle beforehand. It's just like, boom, look at them. They're bloodied. What the heck happened? You know, how many were bloodied?
Well, Sally, we were there for 3 hours. Yeah. People were patiently. Peacefully, you know, listening to speakers and watching, you know, and responding to the MC's request for a minute silence for the police that had been killed in Croydon Police Station on Friday. If you work on risk assessments with the council, that's it's some kind of agreement. So that we can hold protests, because, you know, holding a protest is your natural right. I mean, you have to turn over, you know, basically the basics of freedom to say that you can't do it. But having said that, you know, once David Icke finished speaking, another rousing speech to, you know, I don't know how many people, like say 30 to 40,000 people in Trafalgar Square, he made his way out, and obviously a lot of people follow him. So, you know, the signal must have been given to the right police to come in and basically stop the meeting as Dr. Heiko Schoening was beginning his speech, which he'd waited all afternoon to make. And this is a guy, a very respectable surgeon, who's been flown over from Germany, you know, especially to represent a thousand doctors or hundreds of doctors, who are obviously speaking out against the lie of the corona hoax. The line of public health care. So the police break it up. We're come charging him with batons. No, obviously, it wasn't a football riot, Sally. You know what I mean? People weren't drinking and you know, taunting passers-by. And, you know, it wasn't two different sides of a football match or anything like that. It's a very, very peaceful afternoon. And the police came. And it felt to me like they had come to try and cause, to try and call, make a peaceful assembly into a riotous one in the eyes of the media, which all they had to do was come in and crack a few heads. You know, obviously people are going to get angry with that, even if they don't fight back. You're not going to fight back against riot police and truncheons, especially when you've seen. There's at least four to six people with bloodied heads, I'm sure. If you go on my Facebook timeline, Darren Smith, you'll see there is a post about it. And I'm sure, like I say, there's four or five on there. So they got the pictures, which is all they needed. And then, you know, it was no longer a peaceful assembly as far as the press is concerned. Completely lied about it. Now turned into an anti-lockdown, anti-mask, conspiracy theorist, you know, clash with police again. So that was that. Then we made our way to Hyde Park. So it was a march through right through London on a Saturday afternoon. A lot of shoppers, you know, giving us a lot of support, like taking the masks off when asked to, beeping horns, beeping taxis, you know, high fives, all the rest of it. Because there was a lot of placards as well, Sally. You know, you really should try and get on some of the people's videos connected to us. There'll be quite a lot of video about it. Big event. Obviously, almost completely ignored by the broadcast media. Hyde Park. There was protest police lining up with horses. I've seen it before on the previous lockdown. I went to a lockdown protest in May, all the way back in May, where there was 50 of us, and there was more police, and they were chasing us around the London Eye. I just wanted to play a song. So I left High Park because it was time for me to get the coach. On video, I've seen Dr. Heiko Schoening speaking at High Park Speaker's Corner. And again, this has to be, you know, for the optics and for the story, but at High Park Speaker's Corner, he was allowed to speak for 8 or 9 minutes. And then they come in, same MP, same heavy police that were at the Trafalgar Square, and come in and handcuff him and put him in the back of the van. You know, I think, again, designed to rile people up and cause trouble. It must be, because that's the only tactic they know, seem to know. But we're a peaceful movement, and everybody knows it. Well, everybody knows it. Unfortunately, the masses don't know it. So it's hard for them to incite violence. I'm sure they're disappointed about, so they have to, you know, complete the line, hopefully. You know, with the light paper, we're aiming to, we'll put a little bit of that right. We're already talking about or planning to print 50,000 copies of the next issue. So we're fighting back, and which, what are we going to do? You know, obviously, like you say, you've been fighting back for a long, long time, Sally, and my hat's off to you. You know, you really are an inspiration to me and many others, I'm sure.
Well, mutual. Your song, You Can Stick the New World Order Up Your Arse, has been, you know, popular for 6 years now, but it's found new life with You Can Stick Coronavirus Up Your Arse.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's good to have that, but, you know, there's always a danger of making it about me, and I'm always quick to say, yeah, it's great, and, you know, as a songwriter, obviously, it's something to be proud of, but it needs to lead to, you know, motivate people to action and change this, you know, because we're not living in a fantasy world, it's real, you know what I mean? There's no hero coming. We've got Dr. Evil, but we haven't got James Bond. You know, James Bond's the audience. So the audience have to stand up. And, you know, most people, you know, there's so many pacifiers, there's so many false turns, dead ends, that stop people taking action and believing that they can't, believing that staying online and keeping on sharing information, and you know, just having debates all day, every day, is not going to do anything. You know what I mean? Like I say, we've got to do whatever it is. You know, wear a t-shirt, distribute a paper, make a flyer, you know, have a radio show, all the things, and obviously just get together with people locally, go to rallies. There's always events on, certainly all over the UK. I'm sure there are in the US as well, but we don't get to hear about your activism either. At one point, we were hearing all about, you know, Australia's fight back in Melbourne against ridiculously draconian police state laws. People up for being on a beach or being in the park. You know what I mean? The world is completely mad. And just, I think they are trying to get around. They're trying to break down society. I think that's what the, you know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and, you know, the quote-unquote peaceful protests, which is obviously, we've seen city after city on fire with looting, rioting. Well done to the Patriots for not fighting back, for not, you know, letting America descend into the Civil War. That, again, the bankers are trying to manipulate. You know, they're doing it everywhere, and people need to be aware of the tactics, and people need to be aware of the best way of holding our ground, resisting, fighting back, and, you know, not letting this dystopian future fall upon us. You know, even though it does seem pretty close now, you know, we've got a small window of opportunity to really use all the new energy that's come from people who've been woken up by the corona hoax. This year, I've met lots and lots. I met in London, you know, heading out with Hyde Park, a lovely family, who, you know, just happened this year. You know, it's amazing. But deep down the rabbit holes, you know, what, everything's a deception. And once you get past that, the veil comes off, and it energizes you, and you want to do something. So, you know, we try and harness that energy for good.
Well, they're so good at confusing issues. For example, the whole Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all the burning of things and destroying of property. I mean, we all should have invested in glass windows because they all had to be replaced, you know. But the police, who should have been acting to stop these, you know, violent rioters, they were told to stand down. And yet here you are, peaceful rioters, and they show up in force with billy clubs. So, you know,
we're not peaceful rioters there, Sally. I'll just pick you up on that one.
Say it again.
You said. I know you didn't mean to, but you said we're peaceful rioters.
Oh yeah, I guess it's what do you call that? Oh God.
Oxymoron.
Oxymoron, right? Like jumbo shrimp, right? But anyway, yeah, but. You know, so they're confusing the issue. I saw this man with a mask, and it said, "I can't breathe." Put it on my picture status photo, and everyone's like, "No, that's Black Lives Matter." I'm like, "It is." Oh right, he couldn't breathe. Well, the guy with the mask on his face can't breathe, so they've confused that. You know what I mean? Everything is being confused so that people are constantly in a state of the cops are good, the cops are not good. You can't breathe because you've been discriminated against, or you can't breathe because you got a mask in front of your face. Everything is confused, and they're so good at it, you know?
Doesn't stop, does it?
Right, right. So how do we get ahead of their plans? How can we thwart their plans? Because we're always playing catch-up.
Mm-hmm. Like you say, getting involved in the local politics, you know. So I don't think that you and a few others can't make a difference if you've got something about you, if you're going to get active. We can start lobbying politicians. We can start lobbying our representatives. You know, even if it's 9, 10, 12, 15, 20. But here in England, you know, here in Britain, it's not something we're used to. Really, I'm obviously spending so much time, you know, with paper and everything at the moment. I haven't been able to, you know, start a group. I'll certainly join one. You know, if one's local, I'm obviously going to Manchester rally a fair bit. But there's, you know, there's a community building there, which is great. Anyway, so you guys in America, you're obviously more used to that, aren't you? You know, you're more used to having local political action groups as far as it's
The time for lobbying politicians here has ended. We are now looking at the law. The U.S. codes that they're breaking, and to pull a hoax that affects people's health is a punishable crime. And this is a hoax. There's a very important lawsuit that I have 3 interviews coming up regarding, where they're saying, prove that a pandemic is necessary, is real. Prove it. You also have no right.
Sorry, did you just say a lawsuit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Big lawsuit in Ohio. Plus, there are actions by individuals who are using the U.S. codes to say directly to the people who are violating them that you can go to prison for doing this. And if you didn't know before, you know now. You know, they're pretending that they're not acquainted with the law. The law is their entire purpose.
Yeah.
So how can you claim to be ill-acquainted with the law? So it is the U.S. codes that may, in one instance, by the individual can take action in that regard, and a Peggy Hall of the healthyamerican.org is showing us how to do this. I know other people who have taken U.S. codes and taken action, but they haven't done it. Like, if everybody does this, the whole idea is to get something that everyone can do. In Ohio, they're saying, oh, there's a pandemic, prove it. So there's also been a recent law, a recent ruling before Justice Scalia died. He made a ruling saying that the Constitution protects you from the best intentions. So let's say this is all for our health, and it protects you from that. It also protects you from the crisis of the day. So we have a lot of laws in place and codes in place, and the Constitution, for goodness sake, that protects us from what they're doing, and people right now are beginning to take actions to thwart this terrible hoax. And quite frankly, right now, if you have any money, please feed your fellow starving countrymen. Donate to organizations that bring, that can get a lot of food. Like, we have City Harvest. City Harvest basically used to take leftover food from hotels and restaurants and send it to where it was necessary, like homeless shelters. Bloomberg undid all that. He only prepackaged processed food, so now they're getting junk, and it has to be paid for. It's no longer free. Excellent food. But City Harvest is bringing in a lot of farm produce, and they're distributing it. And I can feed a lot of people. Even if I were to make the food myself and distribute it, I couldn't do it at they do it by the pound. So I can feed a lot more people by donating to City Harvest, for example, than myself preparing sandwiches, which is what I used to do. But people need to start feeding people. There was a line 28 blocks long to get food here where I live in Queens. 28 blocks long for food.
Wow. It's echoing, you know.
I'm sorry?
No, it's good, though. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead, take it away.
You know what? We haven't heard how much the food banks are needed right now. but you were saying about Ohio taking the governor of the state house, the representatives, about them taking to court has just been. I think it looks like we're doing the same over here. MPs serve notice. I'll read this to you because I've just come across it now, and it might be might be very similar, and obviously very, very relevant. It's by Michael Benicia. MPs serve notice of private criminal prosecution for pandemic fraud. Here lies a notice of intended private criminal prosecution, which was served upon every serving MP by email this morning for on behalf of the British people. Dear sirs, notice of intended private criminal prosecution. You are hereby served notice that it is my intention to lay information in a private prosecution against yourselves, alleging that the following crimes have been committed against the British people. 1. Section 2 of the Fraud Act 2006 has been repeatedly breached in the enactment of the Coronavirus Act 2020, the CV Act, an act which was founded upon a series of dishonest statements relied upon by every serving MP, namely, A, that there was a genuine public health emergency which justified the draconian measures taken, B, that there was a legal basis for such an act to be passed into law, C, that there was no viable alternative course of action that could be taken to fasten the curve of alleged COVID-19 death. 2, this is brilliant, isn't it? In addition, the CV Act unlawfully purports to have suspended the democratic right of every Briton to remove the government from office, as well as the individual rights guaranteed by the common law, which are beyond the jurisdiction of the legislature. 3, the CV Act also purports to have legislated for the falsification of death certificates, which has enabled the government to grossly inflate the number of people who have reportedly died of the COVID-19 virus, which in any event has never actually been proven to exist. For nevertheless, the ONS data shows that the government policy which was enabled by the CV Act doubled the average five-year UK mortality rate, which is considered tantamount to genocide under international law, when the fatal refusal of care to patients in care homes and hospitals is taken into account. Furthermore, the enactment of the CV Act also comprised the fundamental breach of the Treasony Felony Act 1848, in that it treasonously purports to authorise ministers of the Crown to govern the people by royal decree or proclamation, which is strictly prohibited by Articles 1 and 2 of the Bill of Rights 1689. 6. In any event, as Lord Coke, the draftsman of the Petition of Rights, said in the 1610 decision of Thomas Bonham versus College of Physicians 8, there's a long reference number here, you can read it yourself, commonly known as Dr. Bonham's case in the Court of Common Pleas, in many cases, quoting, many cases, the common law will control acts of Parliament and sometimes they judge them to be utterly void. But when an act of Parliament is against common right and reason or repugnant or impossible to be performed, the common law will control it and adjudge such an act to be void. Quote, should you collectively move to set aside the act which the common law judges to be repugnant as well as void ab initio, as per the Dr. Bonham case, no later than the midnight on the 2nd of October 2020, so we're looking at 3 days of given, this action will be suspended. However, in the event you fail to do so for any reason whatsoever, a QC and legal team will be engaged to lay the information before a court of competent jurisdiction at the earliest opportunity, and the private criminal prosecution will commence. Please be advised that a grand jury of the people has already determined that there is sufficient evidence to indict every MP for fraud, treason and genocide. This is your last chance to leave your mark on the right side of history, because there is no jury that would not convict every complicit member of Parliament on the charges that will be laid. Nevertheless, I trust you will see the devastating error you have made before it is too late. Yours sincerely, for on behalf of the British people, all rights reserved.
Hallelujah.
Yes, so taking action at last. I think that will be, I think we'll give that some publicity in the light paper for the issue, don't you?
Right. Yeah, I'll send you what we're doing here. As I say, I have three interviews coming up Friday, Saturday, and Monday on the actions that are taken in Ohio, and I have a really good video about what you can do as an individual. So I'll send all that stuff to you so you can print it up and let people know. But it's very – what you're talking about here sounds very similar to Ohio and to the other, both. But I love the fact that you can – now, there's also something else that Alfred Lambremont Weber took part in an international treaty, which is separate from The Hague, separate from the UN, separate from these international bodies.
Yeah.
Basically, they have done this with 9/11. They basically charged the George Bush, Tony Blair – and others with genocidal crimes. And basically, they cannot go to any of the 118 nations without being charged with the crime of genocide. So you know, but interestingly enough, the UK, the US, Israel, Russia, Iran, and China have not signed on to this treaty, but 118 nations have signed on and ratified. I believe the UK is one of them. So you can hold these international tribunals right where you are, and then the people that you deem to have committed the crime of genocide can be arrested.
Wow. So, what's that treaty called? And you say the UK is a signatory. So
yeah, I just read last night. I said to Alfred, I really want to help you. Give me a list of the countries that ratified it. I don't have it in front of me, but I am almost positive I read the UK. I am almost positive that you are one of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there are those who have signed it but not ratified it, I believe you have done both. So I'm not completely sure though. But anyway, Australia is one of them. Argentina. These are countries that could really mobilize, should be mobilizing in this regard. But anyway, so that's another way to do it. You can do it on an international level, and you can do it as an individual, and you can do it the way that you're describing. Now, what body of people has put this forth? Who has put what you just read forth?
From what I can gather, it is, basically people who've been studying the common law, how the courts work, everything else. The constitutionalists, I'd say, British constitutionalists. They've been studying for a long time. And it will be backed by, many, many tens of thousands of people up and down the land as well. So, there will be, this feels like the real start of a fight back. Sorry, to be honest, you know what I mean? Because we know we can't win by violent means. We're centuries too late. So we know it's got to be by using our smarts and our numbers.
The powers that be expect this. So you have to know that they're prepared in some other way. Are they going to turn up the 5G? What something's coming as pushback to the pushback, right? What is it? Don't know yet. But there is something, I assure you.
Well, I mean, it's no secret if you go and look at something that we're going to discuss in the next issue of the Light Truth paper some of the latest tech from Boston Dynamics and some of their capabilities of the latest robots. And you probably saw on your social media feeds the robot dog in a park in Singapore that could tell, that there are only 5 people in a gathering. It's funny how they do it the same in Singapore as they are in England for some reason, so if you've seen those, we're not far off, robocop dogs, robocop robots, policing smart cities, etc. There's your next step. We're not that far away, so I'm not trying to scare people. I'm trying to scare people into action.
Right. We have a law right now in New York State that a mother was delineating. It was so horrifying. I can't even get my mind around it. But it basically is just, it seems arbitrary. You could be a threat to people. So you can be detained for 90 days, and after 90 days you may be able to speak and appeal. I mean, the whole thing is just crazy. It's also a way to kidnap children, take them out of their homes. This is a ginormous threat. The WHO proposed this, that they would have to go door to door and make sure that there was no health threat in each household. And this, I understand, is how they're separating children from parents. And they'll test you. These tests are bupkis, they test a mother who just had a baby. She doesn't test positive. She's going home with her baby. Oh, just one more test before you leave. Oh, you're positive. Have to remove the child, So they're snatching them. Yeah. I've heard this. I'm trying to remember where this is from because I hear so many of these stories. I would just say that this is something that is planned for everyone. In Texas, I know it's going on. I know that there a person from Texas who is in a medical family is saying this is very common. But she's an insider, so she knows. The first thing they do when they take your child is give you a gag order. If you ever want to see that kid again, you're going to shut up.
Yeah, there's a lot of gag orders, unfortunately.
I know right here before COVID, a woman went into a hospital emergency room. She had her 3 small children with her. She was there for herself. They asked her, this is incredible how fast it all went down. Have your children received the flu shot? No. We're going to give your children the flu shot. No. Three men came in, grabbed the kids, put them in the car, and drove off.
No.
I mean, that's pre-COVID. They're already doing it. This was here in Brooklyn, New York. And my friend happened to be there, and she told me, you know, but that didn't make the papers. Nobody knows what's going on. And the way in which they operated and the swiftness, you couldn't. She tried to object. While she was objecting, they were gone. You know?
That's awful.
Which means it's happened many times. This was not a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
So the snatching of children is a major issue. And it's often preceded by what they would term medical neglect, which is saying you don't want your children's organs removed, you don't want your child to get chemotherapy, or you don't want a vaccine. That's medical neglect. There go your kids.
These people need locking up. These ones that are going against natural law. We need to fight hard. We need to fight them.
Well, but now they're coming for the adults, you know, and that's something that is going to get pushback. And this is why I call it a peculiar blessing. You know, now the adults are going to be forced vaccinated. The kids have been forced vaccinated for a very long time. You know, now the adults are being beaten. Okay. God only knows what they do to the kids when they institutionalize them, you know. I know a friend of mine got her child back with multiple broken bones before the kid died. Oh, we no longer, you know, you want medical help for your child, they got to be fostered. So the kid is returned in a heap with broken bones and bruises everywhere and dies in 3 weeks. You know, where was the medical help for this child? Yeah, I'm sorry. It's very upsetting what they've been doing to kids, and now it's our turn. This is my whole point. What everyone's been ignoring for decades that has been happening to our kids, it's now their turn, you know? So thank God. I wish they started with the adults. It would have ended so much sooner.
Let's hope we get the pushback. Let's hope that people do wake up. I mean, like I say, it has been a year. A lot more people have been awake, woke up to the obvious falsehoods, corruption, lies, and deception of the world that we're in. You know, it's now or never. It's now or never. So, you know, you're right. We should have started the candles. It's a sinister world, and every time you hear, you know, every time you connect with somebody else, they tell you what's going on, you know, near them. It's just a big reminder of how evil and how widespread, you know, harmful this criminal banking cartel are, you know, just evil psychopaths. Well, you know, as we both know, God will judge.
Now, the last time we talked, we were talking about Brexit. What in the whole wide world has gone down with that?
You tell me. You tell me. It's taking a backstage. Everything going through Parliament at the moment is the, it's called the Internal Trade Bill. It seems to be going back on the word, but it just seems all like theatre. I tell you that, Sally. You know, almost all these things, it feels like this. At the end of the day, we say, you know, they've got a borderless, one world government. Virtually, you know, it's in place. You've got total corporations. You've got, you know, politics, government, health, education. You know, so.
What is that saying, Cicero? Politicians aren't born; they're excreted.
Yeah, we could do with a few heroes and leaders now.
Like I say, it might be down to the people. You know, at the end of the day, people are ready to do something. So this legal action by my publisher might be the fuse, might be the spot that lights the fuse for a serious fight back. Just one second, Sally.
Sure.
I'm on the. Sorry, I just got some gardening advice.
You got some what?
Gardening advice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And don't vote plant, right? That's another one of your t-shirts. Don't vote plant.
Yeah, I love it. So so we need to wrap up. My head's in 100% in the paper at the moment, thinking about what's. I mean, there's so much going on. That's the only hard thing with it. There's so much going on. You know, I've got to pick and choose what to put in, and new things happen all the time, and you get bumped.
Well, could you do me a favor? If I haven't put the links, I think I have, but if I haven't, under the screen to your The Light, which is your truth paper, and the link to your T-shirts, because he has some of the best T-shirts I've ever seen, an incredible array. Please put them in the comments below the description if they're not already in the description, okay? Because I can't do that for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, can people, I don't assume you're sending your paper overseas, but people can write for the paper. I have a blog. I'm thinking of just copying it and sending it. You can print it in your paper. I just updated it to reflect everything that's happening currently. And,
Sally, if you've got some of those stories that you told me on this call, if you've got some of those in writing, you know, that obviously, printable, obviously, then I'd also have them, because that sounds, you know what I mean, it sounds horrific, basically.
Yeah,
and
right.
People need to know what's going on.
Yeah, I have too many of them. And I work with a woman by the name of Terry LaPointe, who used to work for Medical Kidnap, and now she's got The Real News Spark. So you might want to check out her page on Facebook, Real News Spark, and you'll get a lot of stories. Or just connect with her directly, because she's been working on this longer than I, and whenever I do these interviews, I always involve her. Heartbreaking, tragic. And I've got a lot of things, but they're recorded mostly. Most of my stuff is recorded on radio, but she's got a newspaper. You should get together with her.
Oh, yes. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, well, I won't hold you. I'm so thrilled to see you in Trafalgar Square, where you belong, right up there with David Icke. And, oh, I wanted to ask about the nurse Kate. What is her last name?
Chevy Raleigh.
Yeah, well, where is she? What's happening with her?
As far as I know, she's perfectly fine. She's
good.
She's not under any charges. And, yeah, she did an interview with Dave Ellis. Is it David Ellis? I think it's David Ellis from Northern Exposure, who is on UK Column News quite a lot. That's quite a good interview. She's explaining basically... the Saturday before, where she had her protest on the 19th, where the cops, the riot cops again, is stormed into a peaceful protest for no reason. We know the reason, like I say, is to change the headline and make it into a violent clash, you know, between, you know, people, doctors and nurses, questioning the whole COVID hoax. So they're really trying their best to resemble a Nazi fascist regime. They've still not got nothing on Victoria, Australia, and Del Andrews there. Some of the Australian police action has been, you know, horrendous. But several people have been approached by police about their posts, or about having, you know, more than six people in the house. People are grassing on neighbours. But it is a very scary, dodgy time.
Right.
we have to be equal to it, really. We have to be equal to it. So, you know, it's great to hear that people are doing things, you know, let's share information, but let's also take real world action.
You definitely, I'm going to put you together with Alfred so you can possibly write about what he's doing in terms of this Rome Treaty. You might be interested to report on that and get involved yourself, you know?
Okay.
So that'd be cool. All right. Well, I'll let you go, Darren. I cannot thank you enough. And would you, any parting message you'd like to leave?
You know, keep on rocking in the free world, I suppose.
Great. Love it. Okay. Thank you very much. Goodbye for now.
Cheers. I speak to you soon.
Okay, good. Well, that was my friend Darren Nesbitt, and you can find his music. He's a composer and a writer, you know, a musician rather, and composer. And he has a terrific CD, which he's not marketing right now. I don't know why. It is great. I listen to it all the time. I have to get more copies of it so I can give it to other people. But among those songs is the song I use as my bumper music on my radio show, Vaccine Free America, Saturdays at 7 on Republic Broadcasting Network, .org. We have a lot of good guests coming up, and this radio show is called Public Advocate. It's my weekday show, and, you know, I should have asked him for Kate's contact, so the nurse, because I definitely would like to interview her. And but getting back to October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, I don't want to, you know, cut that off, that conversation off. It basically was born because I was trying to stop someone from making it Gardasil Injury Awareness Month because I knew our numbers would drive through the roof if we made it October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, because there are so many terrible outcomes, catastrophic outcomes from vaccines, that our numbers would grow. And it was immediately very popular because we didn't limit it to one vaccine. But I've always felt guilty about that because the Gardasil is particularly heinous. Regardless, this is the 11th year. The black ribbon is what we are associated with. And I have to give a shout out to Alona Lawn in Australia. She organized 8 events for October, and I keep a schedule of events. So if you are throwing an event, even if it is a virtual event because of the peculiar times we're in, please feel free to send it to me at octoberviam@aol.com. October, V as in vaccine, I as in injury, A as in awareness, M as in month, octoberviam@aol.com, and I will put it on our schedule of events. Tomorrow is October 1st, so don't dawdle. And what I tell people is choose a date, choose a state. When you have a link associated with it that people can find out more, send that along too. Get you on the schedule so people know that something's happening where they live and they can participate in it, because I'd like to help you promote it if you have an event. As I say, I've got 2 radio shows. Let me help you promote it. If you're doing something, we want people to know about it and to join you if it's a public event. Okay? Now, you can start by taking, if you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/October Vaccine Injury, you can leave me a message there also. You don't have to email me. You can go to facebook.com/October Vaccine Injury and leave me a message of what you're doing. But the original, the banner for 2020, we are saluting archivists, people with deep resources for us to learn. One of them is Ingrid Castle in America. We are celebrating America, Australia, and England. In America, we have Ingrid Castle's website, 20 years old, vaclib.org, vaclib.org. And I used to send people there to get exemptions. But living in New York, we no longer have exemptions for children to go to school. However, you will find whatever you're looking for, okay? Very good website, very thorough. And also in Australia is Dr. Vera Scheibner's actual library. She has a library. And if you are a serious researcher, she wants you to make good use of her library. And she has herself researched 500,000 pages of scientific literature. And it's a very – she's renowned for being a SIDS expert because sudden infant death syndrome is a result of vaccination. And she and her husband created a breathing monitor that proved that the kids were in distress at post-vaccination and often died after that. So we're losing 15% of our infants right now with the schedule that we have. And this is, you know, 1.5 in 10, not 1 in 1,000. No, 1.5 in 10. So if that doesn't rattle you, it should, you know. I'd like to put that next to the non-existent fatalities from COVID. You know, Ron Paul the other day reported that, you know, at first the CDC said only 6% have that we have reported, only 6% of those reported as died from coronavirus have. And now they're saying even less. So of the 6%, 88% were killed by the ventilators. So that would be less than 1%. And what's interesting is Fauci, in a moment of truth, you know, when they have to write it, you're more likely to get the truth. He published back in whenever that was, in New England Journal of Medicine, that only 1% of the people who get it are going to die of COVID. Well, he was telling the truth then. So now the CDC has come out and said, basically, if you're 50 or under, there's no possibility, there are zero deaths from COVID. Everybody who's died with COVID and had other mortal illnesses, you know, that's not dying of COVID. So I may be repeating what you've heard from a million other people, but the statistics are just more and more revealing that we have zero to worry about here. And as Darren pointed out at the beginning of the show, Florida has opened up. They're like, okay, I see the statistics now from the CDC. There's no reason for anybody to be wearing a mask or not to be working or not to be getting together with their friends or at a church or at a restaurant. Go for it. Life's back to normal in Florida. Well, I'll tell you, there's been an attrition here in New York, a tremendous attrition of people leaving like crazy. I was talking to my sister who lives in Manhattan. She said 60% of her building has left, 45% permanently. Okay? That's amazing. 60% of her building has evacuated and 45% permanently. That tells you everything you need to know. New York is a ghost town. If you saw the video of all the stores on Fifth Avenue boarded up, oh, my God. I literally could not believe my eyes. That's why I said we should have invested in glass, because everybody's breaking the glass. So with these bricks that show up wherever they want protesters to throw them, you know, here, follow the bricks. Wherever the bricks are, that's where we want things busted up. So, and then the police are told to stand down. So the police are told to stand down where there is violence, and told to break up a group where there isn't violence. So I'm just saying, this is the confusion that is. Okay, so what else? Yeah, so anyway, so for, as I say, for October, let me know what you're doing, put you on the schedule. But Halloween here in America, if you're listening and you're in, I don't know how many places celebrate Halloween or don't, but I know we celebrate it here. Kids go trick-or-treating, and it is a spectacular opportunity to educate their parents. So I get about 300 parents come to my door with their kids, and I hand out scary stickers from VaccineLiberationArmy.com. They have a skull and crossed needles. And those are really nice stickers, so I give a couple of them to each kid, and you can order them now, VaccineLiberationArmy.com. And they have other stickers, but those are the ones I distribute for Halloween. The kids love them, and they get enough candy as it is, so they welcome that. And then, of course, you take the flyer for October, and if you want to embellish it on the back, you know, just an 8.5 by 11 regular sheet of paper. You put the flyer on one side and the roster of information on the back. I always tell people, you only need to know three things. You need to know what's in the vaccines. So go to tinyurl.com/vaccine contents. You need to know the reactions from these toxins, which you can find out 400 reactions at tinyurl.com/400reactions. Scroll down to the bottom. It breaks it down by vaccine and reactions, okay? This includes post-marketing reactions because there are a lot of reactions that are listed on the inserts to the vaccine. Then there are the post-marketing reactions, which double that list. So you are the test. That proves that you are the test. They have reactions. They have post-marketing reactions. So, all right, so those two things, toxic ingredients and from the CDC at tinyurl.com/vaccine contents and the reactions. And thirdly, the schedule. When I was a kid, if you got five doses in three shots, that's as much as you were ever going to be given. But now it's 59 doses, 72 doses in 50 some odd shots, 72 doses of vaccines through the age of 18, and 33 of those doses given to tiny little infants. So they're after our kids, boy. They really are. This is a genocide, no question. So I'm like the only person I know who like loves COVID-19 because now maybe, just maybe, we can save our children. So it's not all bad if at the end of the day we can save our children. Okay, well, I'm going to get off now and ask you to participate in every way possible. One of the things I do on October 1st, which would be tomorrow, is I print out about 150 flyers, and I go to every store, and I ask the shop owner, will they put it in their window? I have never personally placed a flyer in a window. I only give it to the store owner and have a conversation with them about why. Why Vaccine Injury Awareness Month? And then I say, if you would kindly put this in your window. Well, I remember going back to Main Street after I had done this. And one year, you know, I do it and then I don't go back. I just keep going. But one year I went back and every single store I had given it to had it right in their window, and I didn't put it there, but I took the time to show concern about the person I was talking to and about their family and to educate them about options and the schedule. That's it. They all put it in their windows, including one drugstore. I kid you not. It was right under Get Your Flu Shot. October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. I couldn't believe it. So the original flyer is the one that everybody posts. So I'm not messing with that. I'm not going to give them the new flyer for 2020 when they seem to post the original flyer. I'm just going to keep going with that one. But you can hand out the newer one to the parents as they visit you and have a lot of information that you feel is important on the back. But right on the front, you will see the American website, IngridCastlesBackland.org. Then you'll see Vera Scheidner's We're Saluting Her in Australia. And then in England, there is a website that has got so much information. If you are looking for it and you can't find it there, I don't even know where to tell you to go. It's called whale.to. Like the porpoise, whale.to. And if you can't find it, it doesn't exist, I think. So he's not actually, he stopped updating it before COVID. So there's nothing there on COVID per se. But there are so many resources on COVID. It's incredible. Questioningcovid.com or .org. I think it's .com. Questioningcovid.com or .org. That's a great site. Another good leaflet. Oh, this is a good one. You could hand this out, too, for October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. Go to tinyurl.com/CV19-FactsNotFear. That was put together by Annie Logical, who is from the UK, a long-term researcher activist, and she put that together with her other long-term researcher activist friends, and it's excellent. You can print it. You have to print it at 135%. I know that's what I printed at, so that it fills out the whole page, and you can read it more readily. So when you go to print, print at 135% so that it's easy to read. But you can, it prints on two sides of one page, and I'll give you that link again, tinyurl.com/CV19-FactsNotFear. Okay? And terrific handout. What else? You know, all I can say is if you don't want to approach people, that's why I say Halloween is such a gift. All these parents coming directly to your door, it's like, are you kidding? Wow! You don't, but if you do nothing else, don't let Halloween pass you by, okay? And that's about all I have to say for now. I appreciate your listening to me. I am really delighted when people take action. And if you are interested in participating from one of the 118 countries that has signed on to the Rome Treaty, contact me as well. You just leave me a message at facebook.com/October Vaccine Injury, and I will make sure that you are can participate on 10/10/20 when we are getting together in that regard. Okay? So do whatever you can. Something I'm thinking of doing is a Boatilla for October. You know, they have a lot of the boats with flags flying for Trump. And this is very interesting, and it's very popular. Like, they had Bikers for Trump a long time ago when he was first running for office, or before he was elected. And now it's Voters for Trump, and there are flags everywhere on the boats. So I thought, that's very effective. I think I may take my banners for October, and you can, by the way, when you go to facebook.com/October Vaccine Injury, you'll see the banner as the cover, you know, the October 2020 banner. Just, you know, get it printed out, and you can use it, you know. So that's what I was thinking of flying and giving to my friends to do likewise. So you don't have to have your own boat. You can take a ferry. You know, you can do it and just hold it out. So it's basically, where can people see it? So skywriting is great. I can't believe they got the skywriting I was telling people about earlier. That's fantastic. Billboards are wonderful. Public access TV is the best and free. Actually, billboards are pretty freaking good. But any marching down Main Street with your banner, do that. I do that with the empty stroller walk, which is the first Sunday in March. We take empty strollers. We put a picture of a child who has passed from vaccination on the inside back of, on the back of the stroller where the child would normally have been. We put a picture of the child, and on the seat of the stroller, we have cards and literature to hand out to people. And that's the empty stroller walk to bring attention to infant mortality because of vaccination the first Sunday in March. So you can do any number of these things, any or all of them, but don't do nothing, please. Thank you very much.